This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about gardening, and I have a comment about selecting land. Rich was talking about where he lives in Montana. And when we bought our farm here in Missouri, we wanted a farm that was not used for farming. We wanted one that didn't have a lot of row crops, didn't have any row crops. We wanted a farm that was neglected. And the reason for that is the longer the farm has been neglected, the less likely previous occupants of the farm would have used commercial pesticides, insecticides, and mechanical tearing up of the ground. So the ideal farm would be one that has good soil but has not been destroyed. And that's what we bought. We bought a farm where the land was virtually used for just cattle and cattle grazing on the land. So it's 241 acres. Half of it is woods and half of it is fields and pasture, grass. So half of it's grass. And we selected an area surrounded by woods, a clearing in the woods, if you will, that we built our house on. And it's perfect because it happens to be on a knoll, meaning the ground is higher and water will run down from where the house site is. And the land that we planted the garden on is right next to the back door, literally two steps. There's a concrete pad right outside the back door. We'll call it a veranda or call it a patio. You walk off the patio and you take literally two steps and you're in the garden. And it's a raised bed garden. And our raised bed garden, we looked at how do you raise it? What do you use as the perimeter to hold the soil? And Rich talked about 8 inches, 8 inches of soil. Well, a concrete block's 8.5 inches. So what we did was we took concrete blocks and made a perimeter. And then we filled it with the best soil that we could from our farm. And then we supplemented that with lime and wood ashes and compost and more lime and more wood ashes and more compost and chicken manure and cow manure. That's what we did. Aged chicken manure, aged cow manure. Natural. It's the best way to do it. And that's how we grew our garden. So a lesson from 5 Minute University would be plant your garden near your back door in a sunny spot. Start small and expand the garden. And that's exactly what we did. We started small, managed it, got the vegetables to grow, made sure we had a water source that wasn't 200 feet of garden hose or 100 feet, just a few short feet of garden hose. And we watered the plants. And then we mulched it. We mulched the plants, and we experimented with clear plastic to hold the moisture from evaporating. And virtually, we went almost, I would say, almost a whole growing season with just a handful of watering. I'm just talking about water under the plastic. The plants all get a chance to share the water that's maintained from evaporation by the plastic. And straw on top of it to keep the ground from getting too hot. That's clear plastic, not black, because black will get so hot it'll burn the plants, at least where we live. And it worked great. So if you have a hydrant or a faucet near where you're going to put your garden, and you have a garden, if you're going to start with a small garden, 4x4 or 4 feet by 8 feet, great starting size. But I would caution you to consider not using railroad ties. Railroad ties are created, are treated with chemicals. Creosote to be one. And creosote is pretty much petroleum plus wood burning tar that's in the chimneys of smoke stacks or wood furnaces. And I'm not so concerned about that, but I'm concerned about the extra ingredients that are added to it to make it paintable on these railroad ties. And whatever else happened to railroad ties. And if you notice, people who work for the railroad, for some reason, they have a higher incidence of cancer, at least I believe they do, than the average population. So there's something going on with railroads. Now, does that land on the railroad ties? Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. So I would avoid using railroad ties. That's my personal preference, to avoid using railroad ties for your raised bed garden. And pressure-treated wood. Now, lots of people use pressure-treated wood because the microbes take one bite and die because of the chemicals that are injected into the wood. Now, it used to be arsenic. It used to be arsenic that was used to treat wood. Now it's copper and a few other elements. I don't use that. Now, if I were to use that, I would want to wrap the wood in plastic so there would be, you know, black plastic maybe, so that the soil did not contact directly the perimeter of pressure-treated wood. That's what I would do. So that's just a thought. And that's why we use concrete blocks. Was it more expensive to use concrete blocks? Yes, it was. But I didn't say cinder blocks. I said concrete blocks. Cinder blocks is made with ashes from burning coal, which could have some radioactive traces in the cinder blocks. So I wouldn't use cinder blocks. I would use concrete blocks. Those are my thoughts, Rich.
Yeah, I make it simple. I've seen people use so many different things for their perimeter. It doesn't really matter, folks. I use logs for my property. I'll just cut like a four foot piece of log, stick it in my UTV, drag it out to my garden, and that's my border. I've seen people do raised beds and just take a garden hoe and literally lift up the ground on the edges, don't even use a peripheral boundary. It's up to you on how to do it. The important thing is doing it. So let me go back to some more gardening tips here, folks. I have two greenhouses of polycarbonate, and then I have one that I just basically used. I built a ridge pole. It cost me $500 for a 40-foot greenhouse. I built the ridge pole. I built two ends. I hammered some rebar in the ground, connected the rebar to 16-foot cattle panels. I flopped it over the ridge pole, and I took the other side, flopped the 16-foot panel over the ridge pole coming from the other side, so they're on the ground and they double up over the top of the ridge pole. And then all I do is put UV treated plastic and I have a greenhouse. Now I'm at 2,700 feet where I am, so basically my garden, though the greenhouses, gives me at least an extra month of gardening, 2 weeks on each side, having the greenhouse. And for warm weather crops like tomatoes, like peppers, like cucumbers, it gives a chance to avoid frost. I used to start planting after the end of the first week of May. Now I wait till about the middle of May before I start planting majority of my stuff, except for my seeds, which has been out there for a while, like radishes. They're germinating now. Beets, carrots. I got other stuff coming up, especially perennial stuff like asparagus and lemon sorrel, chives, lovage, things of that nature. Now, regarding, I mentioned squash. I'm looking at some seeds here. I got acorn squash, spaghetti squash, zucchini, which is more of a summer squash than the two winter squashes, I just remember, cucumbers. I will germinate those seeds indoors in my solarium, which is connected to my log cabin. So I can, so when the sun's out like it is right now, my cabin is getting heat from the solarium. And when it, the sun is not out, my cabin heats the solarium. So it's ordinary convection, works both ways, and I have a door that I can close if I needed to. And the reason why I mentioned squash and cucumbers is because I will put them in a pot that's a little larger, and I germinate them maybe 3 weeks before I put them out. So I'm going to be germinating, I'm going to be planting them this week so I can put them out after the 15th of May. The reason why I plant them so late is because they get root bound. So I wait for three adult leaves on my squashes and cucumbers, and then I put them out in my greenhouses. If I go too long, when you buy squashes and cucumbers from the store, and they have more than three adult leaves, and it's a bigger plant, you're probably going to get stunted growth because there's going to be so much root bound in that pot. So that's why I like to put them in a big pot so I don't have to worry about it. UV-treated plastic works great. And don't forget fencing, folks. Everybody, almost everybody has a deer issue, or it could be a neighborhood dog issue. It could be a lot of different things. You need to have a fence in your garden. I recommend doing the garden and the raised beds first, doing the fence last. So if you need to bring in some type of machine to help build that garden, you are not blocking your peripheral entrances from different spots. I want to mention, I talked about pyola oil before regarding things like spider mites and thrips and small pests that live in your solarium and greenhouse. There's something I just bought. This was just told to me by somebody. It's called Dr. Doom. It's a fogger. It's supposed to kill spider mites and thrips and other stuff. And I have it right in my hand here. I pulled it to the side so you could, so I can remember to mention this to you. So spotted spider mites, aphids, I'm trying to read this with just my glasses, white flies, thrips, fungus, gnats, mealy bugs and scales, and a few other things. So basically this is supposed to work really well. You put the fogger in, and then you wait another 2 weeks and do it again, and this is supposed to keep those pests down to a minimum and hopefully kill them all. Now, besides neem oil or pyola oil, you can also use a concoction that it's called drenching the garden. I did this in my greenhouses this year. It's neem oil, castile soap, and water. So it's 4 tablespoons of neem oil, 4 tablespoons of castile soap to 1 gallon of water. It's called drenching your garden. And this is what you do to your greenhouses. So what that does, if you have spider mites or any of these pests that I just mentioned, it will basically, when these pests hatch, when their eggs that are usually underground, when they hatch, they will hopefully this drenching will kill them. Now, when you do this, you don't just do it on your soil. You do it on your walkways. You do it on your edges. You do it behind your raised bed. You do it, and I have raised beds inside my greenhouses and out. So it's really important. I know I'm going through this stuff very quickly, but there's just so much information to talk about. And I'll tell you, germination, gardening, it's all fun. And it's a skill set. You just learn. Vince, you have anything to add before this 2 second break?
Yeah, I do, but don't have time. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, we're talking about gardening, and class, here's what we've done around our garden. Rich was talking about fencing. And we bought a lot of cattle panels. That's what they're called. Galvanized cattle fence panels. They're 16 feet long, 1/6 feet long. And they're 5-0 inches high, 50 inches high. And these particular cattle panels have 10 lines, which means 10 horizontal wires that are heavy, heavy, heavy gauge that are welded to vertical wires. And they make a very substantial fence, 16 feet long. So what you can do is you can get three of them. And if you get three of them, you have two sides that are 16 feet long. And then you cut one of them in half. The third one you cut in half. So you now have roughly 2 8-foot panels. And you make a rectangle with that. And there's your fence. Now, of course, you're going to want to have a way in and a way out. So literally, when we were building, when Lou Cassidy and our son and I were building Dr. Sheely's garden, we used cattle panels. And we used green T-posts. And we pounded them into the ground. We got the right length. Pounded them into the ground and wire-tied the cattle panels to the green T-posts. Now, if you buy T-posts, these are these fence posts that Gwyneth talks about as well, and Rich and I. And sometimes they're called star posts. I'm not sure why, but they are. They're painted green with a maybe 6 inches of white paint on the top of them, so you can see them, so they don't blend in with the grass too much. And if you buy them, you can ask the seller for the clips or the wire ties that attach the cattle panels or barbed wire to your T-posts. And you'll probably get 5 with each T-post. And they should be included in the price of the T-post. And T-posts might cost $6 a piece. And what we do is we pound them in every 3 feet or so, maybe 4 feet. Pound them into the ground. And then we attach, get them all the same height, and attach the cattle panels to it. And then what we do is we make a gate out of a cattle panel. We just take a cattle panel and cut it so that it leaves fingers, if you will, that we can bend back from the cattle panel around another cattle panel, the end of a cattle panel, and it allows a, you know, let's say, a 3-foot opening to swing open, and that's our gate. So we use the cattle panel as a gate. It works great. So if you want, literally, you can use 3 cattle panels to start your garden in your backyard. They used to be about $11 a piece, 12, 14, 15, 17, 19. Now if you buy them at Tractor Supply, they're $36. But still, $36 times 3 for completely fencing your new garden is a bargain, even at that extraordinary price. Because I can't think of any other way of having a durable fencing system for your garden. And it's expandable. And next year, if you decide you want to make it wider, you can easily do that. You pick up the T-post, you pull them out when the ground is soft, and you pull them out, and you expand the size of your garden by buying more cattle panels. So typically at our farm, we have maybe 30 cattle panels that we move from place to place to place because we find different uses for it. As a matter of fact, we needed a pen for our dogs. So we took maybe 8 cattle panels to fence in an area for our dogs so they can go out the kitchen door. They can go in the backyard. I made a gate with the cattle panels. And we use T-posts. So if we decide to make it bigger or smaller, that's their run at night. If we want to let them out at night, they can go in the backyard. If we need to keep them penned up for a while in the backyard, they've got an area 50, 60 feet long. It's not just, a cage for them. It's a fenced-in backyard area. So cattle panels are great. And Rich said that he used these cattle panels to build his greenhouse. It's another great use for them. So you don't have to cut them up and stand them up vertically when you store them. Keep them off the dirt. Put something under them like bricks or scrap wood or something so that they don't sit in water. And they will last generations if you take care of them. They're galvanized. They are a great, useful product for your soon-to-be farm and certainly for your garden. Rich and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. As the national debt crisis looms in America, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. government could become unable to pay all of its bills on time as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit. Should be noted the House did increase the debt limit last week, which is on its way to the Senate, along with cuts to curb overspending, a leading cause of inflation. President Biden on Monday invited top Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill to meet next week. Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy.
Eliminate the wasteful spending. I told the president we could sit down. No parameters. The only thing I would tell him is no clean debt ceiling is going to pass the House. We can't do that to our children and grandchildren.
Interstate 55 in South Central Illinois was shut down in both directions yesterday after multiple vehicles crashed and piled up, killing many people. It happened during a dust storm that dropped visibility to zero. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, here's a few tips for having a successful first-time garden. If you plant cherry tomatoes or cluster tomatoes, even if you buy them, and you buy heirloom cluster tomatoes or cherry tomatoes in a 4-pack or 6-pack, if you can find them, that's a great way to go. You need to harden them. That means that you need to put them outside so they get sun, and make sure they're watered, and then you bring them inside if it's going to be cold at night. And then you bring them outside, and more longer and longer periods outside before you plant them until they can take being on their own, you know, in the cooler nights. Cherry tomatoes are great. It's almost pure success. Bell peppers, if you get them in plants, and you get heirloom bell peppers, that would be a great way to go as well. Then Anaheim hot peppers. They seem to be easily success prone. And then jalapeno peppers. So if you like spicy peppers, jalapenos are great. Anaheims are great. Bell peppers are not spicy, of course. And then cherry tomatoes. Those are four plants that I think you will have a great potential for success. You know, of course, you have to keep them watered. Of course, you have to plant them deep enough. Of course, you have to have good soil and sun. And the climate, the temperature has to be right for them. But those are four plants that I think are truly a great way to start. That's my opinion. And I just went outside during the break. Literally two steps. From the right outside the back door, we have this veranda. It's a concrete pad. From the edge of the concrete pad, and some people might call it a porch, some people might have a deck, two steps. Literally, one, two steps, and I've got my hand on the gate to go into the garden. Two steps. That is probably one of the biggest success lessons you can learn, is planting the garden close to the back door. Really. Because if you plant herbs, and our herbs are right there too, in buckets, in 15 to 20-gallon buckets with soil, that has drain holes in the bottom of the buckets, you know, a quarter of an inch off the bottom. Herbs can go right there. And right outside the kitchen door, that's where you want it. Because if you want fresh herbs, mint, it's there. It's not a walk across the backyard. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about hardening, which you just discussed. So, When I like to start everything from seeds, folks, because I like the germination. I like the different stages. Like tomatoes, I'll plant in a bigger pot. But I try not to let them get flowers, because when I transplant the final transplant into my greenhouse, a lot of times the flowers will fall off. And you don't want them to get too big, in my personal opinion. So when I harden, I'll put them out for a very minimum of 10 days. I'm already putting my tomatoes. I got bok choy. I've got my cabbage family, which is cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower and things like that. That's already going outside. So, but I don't usually discuss what happens during a commercial, but do you remember one of the commercials we had about half an hour ago regarding nicotine and vaping? I want you to, just a little, another reason why you should have a garden be self-sufficient. Think about all the things that are designed to be addictive. MSG, aspartame, all the long list of artificial sweeteners. It's not just nicotine, high fructose corn syrup. These are all designed to be addictive. Do you know propylene glycol is an additive in many foods? You know what that is? It's an antifreeze.
Well, ethylene glycol is an antifreeze. As a matter of fact, they used to, before they called it antifreeze, they'd call it glycol. You know, make sure y'all got your glycol in your radiator so it doesn't freeze. You're right.
And Monsanto, amongst other companies, the shareholders, 96% voted to not disclose what the GMO ingredients are in their products. You know, Monsanto's, Roundup, which is glyphosate. It's linked to stomach and bowel problems, ingestion problems, ulcers, colitis, gluten intolerance, sleeplessness, lethargy, depression, Crohn's disease, obesity, infertility, allergies, liver disease, renal failure, autism, Alzheimer's. Am I scaring you yet? Good. That's what I'm intending to do here. So this is you got to realize that there's a lot of food-like products out there. And when it says fat-free, it also usually means high sugar content. America has the title of being the most obese nation in the world. So when you look at how we're overfed, but undernourished and under-exercised, you know, people always say gluten, gluten, gluten. Oh, I'm gluten intolerant, I can't eat. There's hundreds of geoengineered proteins. And the reason why they do that is to increase shelf life on the shelf or after they cut the product down in the field so it can last in the field. And our bodies can't digest a lot of these nutrients. That's why it's so important to be self-sufficient. Think about the skill sets you're building for the next generation. You know, I've given so many thousands of tours over the years because people, they somehow look me up and they hear me on the radio or they read the book or whatever. But think about, we're teaching our kids to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. Think about that. Let's teach our kids skill sets. Let's teach them how to survive. Let's teach them how to have fun. And again, I don't mention that word enough. Gardening is fun. Is it work? Hell yeah. Is hunting and fishing work? Hell yeah. Is butchering animals work? Oh yeah. Is harvesting firewood for heat work? Oh yeah. It's all work, but it's worth it. It really is. So what we need to do is talk about ideas and solutions in the context of nutrition, hydration, exercise, better sleep, all the excess exposure to chemicals that we have, the immune stimulants versus the immune suppressants. Like a great example for an immune suppressant, we all know, is sugar. There are some vegetables that are more immune stimulating than others, like onions, garlic. I think Vince mentioned cayenne pepper, ginger, horseradish, kale, basically all the cabbage family. We have to go back to relearning those 18th century skills, 19th century skills, because we've lost it. You can't just sit around and use your thumbs on a phone and expect to not get dumbed down, not get propagandized. We need information. We're in an information war, but you have to do it because we all these new foods and chemicals have been modified in the laboratory, affecting bioavailability, affecting absorptions of nutrients, excretions, metabolism, overall homeostasis in the body. And this is why, again, my personal acronym, SARP, Synthetic Artificial Refined and Processed, we need to eliminate it. You know, even a lot of our foods are sprayed with chemicals, like potatoes, to slow down the budding shoots and rot in the stores. And a lot of our foods are also radiated. What does that do? It just destroys nutrition and vitamins. So look, I eat out at restaurants. Do we go to people's houses for dinner? Absolutely. But do we try to be as organic as we possibly can? Of course we do. Or else I wouldn't be talking about this stuff right now. But again, Vince, we need to talk more about the fun part of this lifestyle. You know, we give a lot of not so good news because of everything that's happening in the world right now. But at the same time, we're trying to wake people up, have them avoid certain things, but have them do something about it with ideas and solutions, which is basically what gardening is. It's ideas and solutions. But Vince, do you have anything to add in the fun column regarding this stuff? Because we need to talk about that more.
Oh, absolutely. And I've mentioned this over the years, and I've mentioned it with Dr. Norm Shealy, that right after the broadcast, which ends, we start at 9 a.m. Central Time, and we run for 2 hours, end at 11 a.m. Central Time. And then, you know, lunchtime, I do some farm chores, and then I go out to the garden, which is, as I mentioned, two steps, and I pick tomatoes. And I pick tomatoes for lunch, and I pick peppers, and I pick some bell peppers, and I pick some Anaheim peppers, and I pick some jalapeno and cayenne peppers, and I bring them inside, wash them, and then I cut them up, and I put them in a salad. I make a salad for our lunch. So the salad is literally bell peppers, the tomatoes, and some of them are cherry tomatoes, some of them are yellow tomatoes. We have a whole bunch of tomato seeds that we've saved and pepper seeds that we've saved. And so, you know, you can buy the plants if you want to start this, like now. Okay, it's kind of late to start your seeds now for most of us. But if you buy the plants, and I was doing it while you were speaking, I was coming up with a list of how much this is going to cost for the fence and everything. And so for less than $200, you can have your garden. Okay, but I'll give you the exact number in a few minutes. But so the fun part is going out to the garden and picking lunch. And so it takes less time to go out to the garden, pick the tomatoes, the peppers, and bring them inside, wash them and cut them up, put them on a plate, add some vinegar. You can use wine vinegar, you can use apple cider vinegar, and some extra virgin olive oil, add a little bit of salt, a little bit of salt. Pink sea salt would be great, or pick Mediterranean salt, or even white table salt, and some ground pepper. That's it. There you go. That's lunch. And now, is it going to go through you quickly? Yeah, it is. But will you feel better? Absolutely. Isn't it fun? Yes. And, you know, you should have a big smile on your face like you actually made this. You did it. And the tomatoes, the taste of the tomatoes that you grow from your garden, you're going to wonder why you bought tomatoes in the store. You're going to wonder, how can they sell those things? How can they sell those tasteless, mealy tomatoes that are grown in some artificial arrangement, you know, hydroponics or something like that, when it doesn't compare to the taste, the texture of the heirloom seeds that you have grown tomatoes from, or the heirloom plants? It does not compare. So I have a feeling I don't think a restaurant could serve you food as fresh as that. And is it fun? It absolutely positively is. And it'll put a grin on your face every time you make a meal from your own garden. Now, can you make your own extra virgin olive oil? It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough to do that. But the rest of it, you know, other than the salt, the rest of it you can grow. And, you know, even though pasta's not good, you can take some cold pasta noodles and put a small bed of them on the bottom of this salad. Extraordinary.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Class, I've got the numbers for you. So here it is very simply. Three cattle panels at $36. Total, $108. You'll probably want to buy at this point your heirloom grown seeds already in a six-pack, either four or six-pack, $2.50 per six-pack or for four-pack, that's $10. Then you'll need your T-posts. You'll need 12 of them. That's at $6 a piece. That's $72. The price now is, the cost is up to $190 for your garden. And let's say you want to get a jump start and you're going to buy a small amount of, a few pounds of commercial fertilizer for $10. Your cost is $200 for your garden. Now, that's this year. Next year it's going to cost $10 because, well, actually it won't cost anything because you're going to have the seeds. You're going to save the seeds because you bought heirloom seeds.
Hey, Vince.
So, yeah.
Vince, I got to just inject something real quick because we're running out of time, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Folks, we're not even talking about cost here. What are we really talking about regarding health? Okay, putting fun aside, putting self-sufficiency aside, putting skill sets aside. We're talking about health. What does the immune system deal with? Inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, cancers, and tumors. How many people who are listening to this program right now are on these type of drugs? I'm going to paraphrase Dr. Norm Shealy, who I've interviewed several times on this broadcast. Remember how he talks about when you go from acute to chronic, at that six-month mark, the drugs that you're on are killing you. Look at what I just mentioned pertains to the immune system. That's what we're talking about. You have to think about everything, the health, the fun, the self-sufficiency, the skill sets, and passing a mentor-protege relationship of skill sets down to the next generation. Okay, Vince, I just thought that was important. If you want to go back to your math, that's great.
Okay, sure. The reason I'm mentioning math is some people were saying, well, you know, this is a lot of money we're talking about. I'm saying it's not. We're talking about $200. Now, if I were to eat one of these lunches that I just described that I eat every day for 100 days, and I can from the garden, okay, the peppers, the tomato plants, $8, let's say, it would cost me if I went to a restaurant for that lunch, an extraordinary lunch. That's $800 for 100 days of the growing season that I would save. Now, let's say I have it for dinner. That's another $800. That's $1,600 for an investment of $200. Now, when I went to school, they would say that's a no-brainer. That's, you got to do it. I mean, that is a sure win if you pay attention. And what happens is, once you get the hang of it, it's going to be like that every year. You're going to save a fortune, plus enjoy really, really good food, as Rich mentioned. It's as simple as that. And it doesn't seem like there's an option. It seems like, to me, you have to do it. You have to do it. And I've said on the air with Dr. Shealy, Dr. Shealy, when I eat out of our garden, I feel great. I'm not kidding. Rich, do you feel the same way?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I'm gonna put an exclamation point on there. We live about 45 minutes, folks, from a town called Whitefish. Most of you probably heard of it, Montana. It's kind of a foo-foo town. It's where the billionaires are kicking out the millionaires that have expensive restaurants, and some of them are good. Remember years ago being in line in Costco, okay, the Chinese outlet store, and this young lady had this huge cart. It was like a flatbed, and she had all this processed food on it and cheap wine and all this stuff, all processed. And she told me she was shopping for, I'm not going to mention the name because we don't want to get sued here, one of the most expensive restaurants in Whitefish, where it would cost ridiculous amounts just to go to dinner, okay? Long story short, they don't care about, they put certain spices in it and make things taste good, but they don't care about the quality of food. They care about the profit. And you have to remember that. So this young lady bought all this processed food at bulk prices to serve at the fanciest, most expensive restaurant in Whitefish. I don't think I need to expand on that conversation. Vince?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I've been in Sam's Club, which is, you know, a competitor of Costco. It's a members type big box outlet. And I was buying flour, and this guy was heaping some flour onto his flat cart. And he said, you in the bakery business too? And I said, no, I'm just, you know, making some bread. And he said, this is so good. We use this in our store. We make bagels. They make bagels. Buying their flour, same place I do. So if you think that you're getting something extra special from the restaurants, the bagel stores, the Italian restaurant, not so likely. If you want special, you're going to grow it yourself, right? Just the way we do. And it is special. And you'll be grinning from ear to ear. I can almost guarantee it. Especially if you pay attention to your garden and weed it. Rich, thank you so much. See you next week.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.